people, you're welcome to Haptic Podcast. I'm Tosin Tender, your friendly podcast host. And today, we've got a great treat for you. Joining me is the brilliant Mr. Olumuyiwa Oke, our co-host. Together, we're diving deep into the world of social media influencers and how they can take your brand to the next level.
Thank you, Tosin. I'm thrilled to be here.
You're welcome.
And got some practical tips lined up for you and our dear listeners today.
Yes, that's right. So in our last chat, we talked about how influencers are shaking up the marketing scene. But today we are rolling up the dice, we are rolling up our sleeves to show how these influencers can be gotten, how they can be partnered with, and how really fascinating it is. Let's go right into some superstar influencers in Nigeria in 2023 who have mastered the art of becoming brand ambassadors. We'll make sure it's jargon free, you know, so that our listeners can, you know, follow us. Now, all right, let's kick off on this. So here's the deal. The marketing game has been given a fresh spin by social media influencers, like these folks hanging out on platforms like Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. They're not just posting pretty pictures. They are turning into real brand ambassadors, don't you think, sir?
Absolutely, Tosin. So think of them as your digital cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to talk to your audience in a way that feels like a friendly chat, not a sales pitch.
And you know what's exciting? Nigeria is a hotspot, or more of a hotbed, for this influencer magic. You will consider a few of them. First up, let's check out Alex Ekubo. He's a charming and multi-talented person. I got to know about him in the movies. Well, that's where many people got to, you know, meet Alex. You might know him also from the movies like I did, but he's also making waves as a brand ambassador. Alex stands out because he effortlessly weaves products into his everyday life on social media. People love him for being real and relatable, and it makes him a top choice for brands in fashion, grooming, and lifestyle.
I would like to talk about another media influencer, Chioma Rowland, the amazing Chioma, the wizard in the kitchen. They usually call her Chief Chi, but she's a brand magnet. Mm-hmm. Brands adore her because she genuinely loves what she cooks, and it shows in her presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Her endorsement carry a lot of weight, especially when it comes to food-related products. So she makes you want to taste everything she makes.
Exactly. Like, you know, seeing somebody cook and then you want to have a taste of it. So now, how about the music sensation Davido? Davido is not only a hit maker, but a hit in the influencer world too. If you notice, brands love partnering with him because he can make anything trendy, whether it's from clothes, gadgets, or everyday stuff. Davido's stamp of approval is like a golden ticket for brands.
Spot on, Tosin. So let us not forget the incredible Jamaica, one of the Nigerian top fashion stylists.
Yeah.
What makes her endorsement special is her storytelling. She doesn't just wear the clothes, she creates experiences with them. People trust her taste, which is pure gold for brands.
True, Mr. Muniwa. And let's also add some laughter to the mix with Brother Shaggy, aka Samuel Perry. He's not just a funny guy, he's a brand dream for reaching the youth. His endorsements are like a dose of joy, and they seriously influence what his fans buy. He's turning comedy into real cash for brands.
Ah, that's true. Lastly, I'll give a big shout out to Hilda Bessie, a Guinness World Book record holder for a cooking competition marathon.
Mm-hmm.
She's not just a record breaker, but she's also an influencer within the kitchen scene. Brands see her as a queen of cooking, and her culinary skills are winning hearts and stomach alike.
True,
she's like your best friend in the kitchen.
Yes, that's right, sir. So these influencers are like a bridge between brands and everyday folks. They don't just talk, they connect, and that's why they are turning heads in the marketing world. Now, this brings us to the end of this segment. Stay tuned, folks, because in our next segment, we'll dive into how to pick the perfect influencers for your brand. It's one thing for you to want to pick influencers, but it is another thing for you to want to pick the perfect, you know, influencers for your brand. We'll keep it simple, but also effective with the magic of social media analytics. So, what makes these influencers so special? Well, it's not just about their follower count, it's about trust, right?
Yes, because when these influencers recommend something, their followers listen. because they have built rich relationship and connection with them.
Yes.
I remember you talking about influencers being the architect of trust in the last episode. It's just like getting thumbs up from a trusted friend.
Yes.
So whatever they tell them, they listen.
Of course. And that trust is not just about boosting brand recognition. It's driving up engagement as well. You see, when these influencers share their thoughts, their followers don't just nod and move on. They jump in, ask questions, share their stories, right?
Let's get a good real story. The practical example of this is Innocent Motors.
Okay.
The company partnered with Zubi Michael, and that collaboration drove up the brand recognition of the car sales of Innocent Motors.
Yes.
We all know that Innocent Motors is an indigenous car assembly plant in Nigeria, and that has really grew their sales. So you see that Zubi's charisma was like the turbocharge for the car brand.
Yes, I agree with that. And also, there's also Flutterwave. Flutterwave is a big fintech player who teamed up with Uzoma Dozier. His in-depth knowledge and credibility were like a rocket fuel for educating the market about their services.
Exactly, Joseph. So I'll reference VBank.
Okay.
They joined forces with Token Makiwa. We all know she's a leading figure within the female ecosystem in Nigeria.
Of course.
This has led to a significant surge in new accounts opening with VBank. And we all know that VBank is a digital banking services that is being welcomed by a lot of young people. So Token Makiwa's digital presence has helped increase the sign up of their bank account.
Yes, that's right. And if you notice, these brands have been doing so well that people have been trusting them because of these influencers. Now lastly, let's consider Close Up, who partnered with Nengi Hampson, and their campaigns kicked off like a high octane race. Nengi's youthful appeal revved up the brand's engagement. It revved up their social media buzz, and it also revved up Close Up's sales. Let's talk about how to pick the right influencers for your brand. Think of it as a puzzle. You have to find the right piece.
Exactly. So first, there's a science part of it, social media analytics.
Yes.
It is not as complicated as it sounds. It's just like having a GPS to find the influencers whose vibe and energy matches with
your
and as well properly connect with your audience.
But before you dive into the data, you need to know what exactly you're looking for. What is your brand all about? Who is your target audience? It's like knowing your travel destination before you plug it into a GPS. Like, you know that you want to go to Lekki. You don't know the way there, but you know you're going to Lekki. You have to know that you're going to Lekki first before you tell the GPS, oh, I'm going to Lekki, give me directions. You have to know the name of the place, and you need to know how to get there. That is why the GPS is there, right?
Yeah. So, and once you have got your location and GPS sets, it's always helpful to navigate the influencer world by showing you who these influencers are talking to, who their followers are, their reach, and are their followers the kind of people you like your brand to target? So it's like a treasure map that leads you to your destination.
Yes, exactly. All right, after finding your influencers, how do you kickstart those partnerships with them? How do you start up a conversation with them? Like, okay, yes, I see you, I see what you are doing, and I want to use your services, you know, I want to use what you do to reach prospective audience or prospective customers, right?
So think about it like a dance.
Mm-hmm.
You hear a music, you need to sync with the rhythm of the music.
Yeah.
So in this case, you need to sync with your influencer. It's about finding folks whose values match exactly with yours,
okay,
sending them personalized message and setting clear campaign goals and letting them groove in their unique style.
Just like music.
Yeah, sure. So while staying in your brand's beat, you don't want an influencer who will go off beat.
Of course.
And that will be reading at the end of the day with your followers.
Yes. So, and don't forget the legal stuff, you know. It's good to go legal. Contracts with compensation, deliverables, and terms are like your dance agreement. Clear, upfront, and keeping everyone on the same page. That is what it does. All right, let's look into the crystal ball and see what is next on this segment. Now, the influencer marketing game is not slowing down, people. It is not.
So, it's evolving.
Yes.
Just like the way the world is evolving, technology is joining the party to make it smarter.
Mm-hmm.
Artificial intelligence tools help brands to understand what people are saying about their influencer campaign in real time.
Yeah.
It's like having your ears on the ground. So, there are softwares and analytic tools that actually help to help gauge and measure the impact of your campaign.
Very, very true. So as we wrap up, remember this, influencer marketing is not just about getting likes and shares and maybe reach. It's about understanding your audience at a much deeper level. It's about building a fan base, not just customers. You don't just want customers that will just come today and will not come again.
Absolutely.
You want people that would, you know, come again and again and again and again.
Absolutely true.
Yeah. And there we have it, dear listeners. The grand finale of our influencer extravaganza. It's been quite a journey, hasn't it, Mr. Mirwa?
Absolutely, Tosin. So we have unraveled the intricacies of influencer marketing.
Yes.
We delve into the A-list influencers that we currently have within the Nigerian market.
Yes.
Like Alek Ekubo, up to Hilda Bassi.
Yes, indeed. Now, let's break it down for our listeners in simple terms. Influencers are like those trusted friends you turn to for advice. They are the real people who genuinely like and use the products they talk about, right?
Oh, Tosin. So, brand love influencers a lot because they connect with their target audience,
yes,
their customers and consumers, in a way that traditional ads cannot.
Yes,
and it's not just about selling stuff. It's about building trust. It's about building brand equity,
mm-hmm,
and relationships with their target audience.
Yes, it's like building friendship, like introducing, like for example, now if I introduce somebody to Mr. Mirwa, the person is my friend,
sure,
and then I introduce the person to you, the person can trust me that the person I'm bringing to him or her is somebody that I trust. That's why I'm bringing the person. So I think that's what the influencers help the brand to achieve.
So don't forget the power of social media analytics.
Yes.
They help you spot the perfect influencer based on data, and data don't lie. It shows you trends, it shows you the pattern and direction at which consumers within the market are going through. So it's a proper sync for your brand and what you should do with the type of influencers you engage with.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's not guesswork after all, right?
Sure. Couldn't it be better, Tosin? And with that, I also will wrap up another episode of Active Podcast. We thank you very much to our listeners for joining us on this exciting journey where we unravel the influencer journey and how brands easily connect to them. So I will enjoy you to stay tuned for more insights into the ever-evolving world of marketing and tech, also market research and beyond.
Until next time, guys, keep researching, keep innovating, and keep those engines running, thriving in this influencer-powered world. I am Tosin Tender.
My name is Olumuyiwa Okin.
See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.